Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, episode 240, part 2 of part 1, Friends. Today is Sunday, Palm Sunday, April 1st, 2012.
I think there's also some things in his friendship which render us sure of not being deceived when we put our confidence in him. Oh, how we need to grow in that. How we need to become Christ-like and have confidences with people that we won't break. No, I think true friendships are not grown hastily. It's like a flower. Let it get roots, and then let it get a stalk, and then let it get a bud, and then let it bloom. Stop bothering it at the root stage, at the very beginnings. Sometimes you see people that scare people off. So many expect a blossomed fellowship from a seed right away. So anxious to have fellowship and so anxious to gather people in right away and run over there and grab a hold of them. We love you. How do you know you love somebody that quick? Come on now. How about nurturing it a little bit? How about like treating it like a flower? How about letting the roots get going and then the stalk come and then the bud come and then the bloom come? How about giving it a chance? How about letting it breathe? I think we ought to be cool. We ought to back off sometimes. And don't push and don't become possessive. My friends. Don't expect too much too soon like Jonah. The gourd, it says, came up overnight and withered in the night. Because a lot of times friendship is real true when it begins, but will it be able to stand the hot sun? No, I think we must have man's friendship long before we can say to him that we will stick closer than a brother. It doesn't happen overnight. And that's why so many people are so disappointed. Oh, here, I thought he was such a neat fella and such a nice guy. Gosh. I thought to myself, how long has Christ Jesus loved you? It says in the Bible, and there's a mystery, before the foundations of the world were even founded, Jesus Christ loved you. Before the ages were born, it's saying. When the world was a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes of mist, he loved you. Before the pyramids, if we can kind of date it, his heart was set upon you. And ever since you were born, he's had a strong affection for you. Have you ever wondered, why was I born? Why am I living? What's it all about, Elfie? Have you ever wondered that? Well, there's a reason for it. You were born of God. God knew you before the foundation of the world was even founded. Now, don't try to figure that out with your frontal lobes. It won't happen. But that's a love, isn't it? He loved you before all your mistakes that he knew you were going to make before you made them. Now maybe you're gray, maybe you're bald. But still, his love goes on. What a mystery. See, his friendship is so old that it must last. It has been matured, let's say, by many tempests. It has been rooted by so many winds of trouble that it must stand. Even like the granite mountain and that granite mountain peak, it won't melt like the young snow. It's braved the blast and stood the heat of the burning sun. Oh, how we need to nurture friendship, become Christ-like in that before we move on to the higher spiritual things. How spiritual can we be if we can't even be friendly? Well, it says, be friends with all men as much as is within you. Well, that's meaning there's going to be some people that you will be able to be friends with more readily than others. Sometimes you are not just with people. It isn't you don't love them and you don't care for them. You're just not with them. Are you hearing this tonight? No, it's brave the blast and stood the heat of the burning sun. It has stood out, always catching in its face every blow from the fist of nature. And yet unmoved and uninjured. And it shall last, for it has lasted. When the end comes, his friendship will still abide. You listening on the radio, don't think that a friendship in a bar will last. So many now are running off to bars. Oh, we went to the bar. We didn't drink. We had a Shirley Temple. What's a Shirley Temple? What is a Shirley Temple? Has it got a big curl in it or something? Or the good ship lollipop? What is it? Or maybe you want to go someplace where you might meet someone at a drug party. Potted friends. No, I think friends are better things than those which grow in the hothouse of pleasure. So many are running off to that. Well, I just want to have fun. Huh? What kind of fun are you going to find out there? Take it from this old buzzard. There ain't none out there. There ain't no friends out there. Say amen, somebody. Gaw. Hey, mark it down what I'm saying here, you listening on the radio. Scripture will bear out what I'm saying here. No, friendship is more lasting and a more lasting plant than those. Give me a friend that's born in the winter. Give me a rainy, rainy weather friend. Somebody that understands rainy weather. I think I heard a song like that on the radio. Wasn't there a song like the Rainy Weather Friends? Something, I don't know. Isn't there a rainy weather friend? Something. But give me one of those. Someone that suffered some afflictions. That's the kind of friend I want. Someone that's going through or has gone through the same thing you're going through. Come on now. And yet, sometimes they won't even be friends. See, because sometimes they go through the very same thing and they pass through it. And so, oh, heck with you, I went through my thing. And they don't want to get on that. They don't want to get near you. Isn't that strange? I really think that's strange. I certainly don't believe it's Christ-like. Do you? Now we got some questions here. Hard questions. You listening on the radio? Thumbing through your Bibles, trying to find all them counter scriptures. They use the Bible. They wrestle. I think they almost box with it. They counterpunch. Counter hold and try to get in for the pin. But believers, do you have any reason, any cause to believe that Jesus Christ will ever leave you? No, you do not. And listen, a friend acquired by folly, by foolishness, is never a lasting friend. By foolishness. Gee, I like the way you dance. I love you. Let's get married because we dance alike. I never Never thought I'd find someone that was could dance like this. Wow! What's that got to do with being a friend? Has it got anything to do with it? Foolishness! Do a foolish thing and make a friend, and you will soon find out it won't last. People do that all the time. Oh, I thought to myself, how many friendships are springing up from the mere fruit of sentimentalism? The jukebox pops on. Having no root whatever, someone sees someone from a smile, from a hank of hair, or a crowded room. Isn't there a song like that? Some enchanted evening, you will see a stranger. And they build a whole big love affair off of someone that's across a cigar-smoked room. And everybody that listens to that song sort of falls into that spirit. And somehow you'll know her, you'll know even, isn't that what he goes? You'll know even then? How are you going to know that? Well, if you're a Christian, you'll discern it. I know a lot of times our discerners are off. Huh? How many have you discerned, you girls listening on here now, how many have you discerned that was your perfect mate for you? Never worked out. And vice versa. Are you out there looking across a smoke-filled room some enchanted evening to see a matchmate come in? Is that what you think a friend is going to be? Oh, how some people have a knack of starting up little sentimental friendships on people they don't even know. And they write letters to them. Dear Sally, and they probably, they can start up a million friendships. How shallow! Have you ever seen anybody like that? They can start up little friendships. They're so good at starting up little friendships and smiling up into each other's faces. Oh. 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 And that's their main course on the menu is making friends. But it's not the right kind of way to make a friend. There's sacrifice involved. It's just not looking at someone you like the way they look or their profile. Huh? Or the way they laugh. Oh, that's such a cute laugh. I love it. That's how shallow it is. We like people by their personality. And if someone's real quiet and real retiring and they're a good worker and they mind their own business, oh, they're nice, but they're so drab. A drag, a bore. Give me a drag and a bore any day over somebody that's superficial. Say amen, somebody. Give me the steady, reliable, always there person to the one that's always got a joke. Hey, did you hear the one about so-and-so? Oh, here he comes. He's got a million. Isn't he fun? And he keeps 14 people busy listening to his corny jokes, and nothing gets done. Oh, you're a spoil sport. You're not fun. I'm not here to be fun. I'm here to serve Christ, and I'll have fun doing that, and so will you. What is having fun anyway? Guy told me, he says, don't you have any fun? When do you have fun, guy? Come on now, tell me, when do you have fun? I said, what do you call fun? I call it being able to get out of bed in the morning. That's fun for me. All right, Steve? I get out of bed in the morning and I feel I'm having fun. And a lot of times in my lifetime, that irritated people. I mean, you know, you get up and you're full of what? Fun. And they hate you because you're full of fun. You're no fun. You're fun at the wrong time. Is there a time for having fun? I believe there is. But I mean, you can have joy and have fun on your inner person without walking around like a smiling chessy cat all day long. A phony kind of fun. But people have a knack, I said, of starting up little sentimental friendships. Don't you just love her? Don't you just love him? And they've only met him for like 10 minutes. Aren't they great? Huh? That's all right. But a lot of times it doesn't last. Giggling and grinning, plastic glee. Only to discard for somebody else they see. Well, they were real neat, but here's a neater, 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 neater person. It's kind of like the muscle building thing. Guy kicks sand in the guy's face and he went out and took a muscle building thing. Why did you get to be such a muscle man? Well, they kicked sand in my face. And so then the guy that kicked the sand in his face, then he went out, he built muscles so he could get this guy back. He got bigger muscles. Huh? And we're always going for the greater fun person, or the more spiritual person, or the person that can be more fun for our flesh. See, they want them all. The long and the short and the tall. There's a song like that. I won't be able to sing it. But they end up with none. They end up with no friends. Because you see what they do is they pull them up by the roots in fellowship till their petals fall off. And then they go off to the next one. And they go and they pull this plant up. Oh, you are my friend. And they shake all the roots and the dirt off. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Choke the life out. All the petals fall off. They throw the ditch. Look for another friend. Ooh, ooh, here's one. Ooh, huh? How shallow. They are the simple flirt. Or the gigolo, no depth, no loyalty, no compassion, and certainly no love. Some even enter into churches and flatter young budding Christians. They force bloom them. Well, you come here. And they go in and they pick a little flower of youth and growing in Christ up out of the seat and pick it. You are a prophet. Oh, fair flower of the meadow, go out and prophesy. Oh, I hope this gets you in the craw. It's the truth. No compassion, I said, no loyalty, no depth, and certainly no love. And so they force bloom them. Make them rotten with flattery and prophecy and then dump them. That's what they do out there. Have you ever seen these movies? They had them years ago. And the girl would go into the into this room, and there and the movie people would look and, okay, hoist the skirts. Huh? You're beautiful! You're gonna be in pictures, huh? And they end up like that movie with Betty Davis, where she gave this her sister a rat. What was the name of that? Baby Jane? Baby Jane? All wrinkled and everything, and still trying to play the part of Shirley Temple with the curls down the back and all these wrinkles and everything. Wasn't that a good movie? Didn't it show you something? Somebody force-bloomed that child, and it never grew up! Walking around an ugly child! I mean, homely. Come on. There's nothing more homely than someone that's 50 or 60 years old that someone had force-bloomed. Are you hearing this? Oh, God. Are you hearing this? Now, I think church has to put up signs. Do not pick the flowers. I think you ought to put that in our homes sometimes. When one of these, maybe it's even a Bible-toting young man. Is your daughter home? With a three-piece suit on and then pointed shoes. I think we ought to put signs up, do not pick the flowers. Some come into churches and pick whole bouquets. Take them home and stick them in their fellowship vase. Oh, look at the fruit in here. If it would only be cultivated, it needs me. Oh, thank you, God. They pick, and they take them over, and they get them into their little fellowship, and they stick them in a vase, and that's where they die. And that's what's happened. There's so many dead flowers laying around, all withered and laying on the ground, their roots up in the air. Pretty sad, ain't it? See, when they start to wilt, you know where they go, don't you? The dump. Oh, you're like one of those that was thrown on rocky soil and just perished in the hot noonday sun. Also, there is a friendship, I believe, and I got to mention this, of ignorance. It's not a very desirable one. I don't want any man to call me his friend if he does not know me. You won't know if he's your friend or not. Whew. Let him love me in proportion to his knowledge of me. Do you still love me now? Here, read the book on my life, and then when you get done, then you can call me a friend, if you can stomach it. Then you can call me your friend. Some just scan your face, you know what I mean? Surface. Say, you know what? I love it. Love it. Love your laugh. Get a kick out of you, guy. Love you. Hi, friend. Every time I see a big joy to me, joy. Well, you don't have to go home with me. You don't have to work with me. You don't have to suffer with me. No, I knew right off we were going to make it. Yes, I did. Yes, as I certainly did. I knew we were going to make it. I knew we were made for each other. And they desire to say, that person is my friend. People say sometimes, I have a great affection for that person because, and then they mention the reason. You remind me so much of my dad, or whatever. No, that's ignorance, and it won't last. But our Lord accepts us no matter what. He saw our disease, and He loved us. He saw our leprosy, and He loved us. He saw our deceitfulness, and He loved us. He saw our unbelief, and He loved us, and hugged us, and hugged us right to His bosom, the Bible says. So you see, He does stick closer than a brother, because He knows us inside out, and He still loves us. Don't you think we ought to start to cultivate some of that Christ-likeness? And then again, there's a friendship and a love to be real. You know what it lies in? It lies in not in words, but in deeds. I think we live in a world now where friendship is a bare compliment. Someone gives you a compliment, and then they're your friend. You know what? I've been watching you. I am so impressed. I am so impressed by you. Now, that's all right. But that doesn't necessarily make that person a friend. A bare compliment. But that's how shallow we've become. I think it's the fashion of the age to flatter one another and not to do anything in the matter of deeds for one another. I think the world right now is the great house of Shamaroo. I think there are very few real things to be discovered. Phony teachers, phony used car salesmen, phony mechanics, phony cafes, phony carpenters, phony governments in our world who use a sort of a phony voice in front of the camera and sort of a phony smile in front of the camera. And then the preacher adopts a phony voice behind the pulpit. He adopts sort of a sanctimonious voice, and they fill their mouth with, let's say, inflated utterances, or else they whine pitifully. Nothing but phonies. They may even degrade the pulpit by pretending to honor it, speaking in a voice God never intended any mortal to have. More like a vamp. Are you hearing this? You hear it all the time. Pretense. Pretend. Oh, where is the friendship in it? Where is it? Whatever happened to just being a friend? And so I think this is the great house of phonyism. And such little things show which way the winds blow, though, don't they? We drop off our business cards as an act of friendship. Well, here's my card. Here, call me anytime, any morning, noon, or night for anything. I mean it. I doubt it. Do you really mean that? Call you for... Give me your billfold. Take off your coat. Take off your shirt. Give me your watch. Well, wait a minute now. I said anything, but I mean, you know what I meant by anything. Well, what did you mean by call you any time of the morning, noon, or night, and for anything? What did you mean by that? Give me a definition so I don't overstep the bounds of our friendship. What is the bounds? Hi and goodbye? Well, then I know that. Then I know where I'm at with you. But isn't there a whole lot of shallowness like that? Call me anytime for anything. Or to write, yours truly. My dear sir. Do we mean that? Of course not. The next letter is either you fork over and send the cash you owe, or I'll put you out of business, dear sir. I I think dear is a very sacred word. It ought to be used on those we love very, very much. Oh, and somebody's saying, but hey, it's just a common courtesy. No, it's a lie. I think we should stop lying to one another and admit, radio audience, that we need to develop friendship. Isn't there a song? Friendship, friendship, da-da-da-da-da-da, huh? I think we should stop lying to one another and build a growing friendship one block at a time on a firm foundation. I know the people in here tonight, I know that we've built a friendship on a good, firm foundation. Boy, that's nice to know. Block upon block. Oh, hey, there's nothing richer in the world, take it from me, than building a friendship one block at a time and knowing from whence you came and where you stand with people. Are you hearing this? Sometimes people want to put the roof on before the basement goes in. But when Jesus says, dearly beloved, he backs it up with the blood and with his life, and I'm closing. Yes, he is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Some growing richer nowadays and can't be our friends anymore because now they are greater. Or they are traveling with a more spiritual group, and so we cannot be seen with such lowly, lowly people. Or else a friend grows poor, and so the rest forsake him, or he gets in trouble and the rest forsake him. But Jesus Christ, who owns everything, became, it says in the Bible, as a worm. Yes, he definitely is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Definitely so. And so let me encourage some of you people listening on the radio. The qualities of our friends, and I'm saying this with some deep thought, I gave it some thought before I even got this together. The quality of your friends will be those of your enemies. Cold friends, cold enemies. Half friends, half enemies. Hot friends, hot enemies. When enemies have spoken out fiercely, then just think. Your friends love you hard and fast. In the measure that you're hated, the same measure you are loved by your real friends. God, it says, raises up a standard. And by the way, why give your enemies so much attention? How about those friends? How about giving some attention to your friends? You listening tonight, is Jesus Christ your friend? Oh, how we need the love of Jesus Christ. Shed, it says in the Bible, abroad in our hearts. See, because his love will not cast out, no. Mother love, father love, daughter love, son love, it will just become more sweet. Now we need to share like never before what a friend we have in Jesus with others and stop lying at least so much. Tonight's message was entitled, Friends. Let's think about that. I'm really thankful for the people that are in here tonight and some of the other people. It's like the prophet said, well, there's nobody here. There's no Christians here. There's none of God's people. And he says, no, there's 7,000 of them. They're all over. And remember, in the heat of the battle, and when people slander you and say all manner of evil against you for Christ's sake, great is your reward in heaven. And not only that, when they do that, as powerful as they are being enemies, as more powerful are your friends. Isn't that a comforting thought? And Jesus becomes more real to you. So I've given a message that I've lived, not just now, but even before that I was born again. And I think that a lot of times that our messages come from life and what we've been through. And so you can praise God in all things, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That's all I got to say tonight, but just think on that. Isn't it great to have friends? Don't you think we should start to look more at our friends and to cultivate that friendship? And to not that, but to cherish it. Not to take it for granted or take it lightly. Say, my God, there's a real friend. And when you see somebody developing into a friend, well, you know, nurture it. Help it along. Teach people how to be friendly. Friends. I just want two quick comments from the radio audience, or for the radio audience tonight, from a couple of people in here that got something that'll help the radio audience about friends. Anybody? Anybody in the balcony? Forgive me, I need to do that every time. I need friends. Bible says, the world says, the more the merrier. I wonder about that. It isn't always the more the merrier. It really isn't. Friends. Lord, I want to thank you tonight for this message about friends. I want to thank you for these friends. I want to thank you for the friendly radio audience that's out there that have proven themselves over and over and over again to be friends of this ministry. And they've sent in here to help keep this mission going. God bless you, my friends on the radio out there. God bless you so much. Thank you for your support. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Paul's podcast. That was the conclusion to Friends Part 1. Be sure to listen to Pastor Paul's podcast next Friday, that's April 6th, for Friends Part 2. Have a great week, a beautiful Palm Sunday, and God bless you.